Moncrief on News Talk.
Donald Trump announced that Elon Musk is to head up a new government efficiency agency. Is there an argument for doing something similar here? Because apart from the notorious bike sheds, the Daily Mirror had a report yesterday about the OPW spending €70,000 on three sets of curtains. Cormac Lucy is economics correspondent with the Sunday Times. Afternoon, Cormac.
Hi, Sean.
An actual agency, what would your thinking be on that?
Well, we already have such an agency. We've got a government department, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and its mission is to control public spending. So we already have an institution that is supposedly doing this job. And the fundamental problem is it's political will to contain spending that is needed rather than a new institution. So I suspect in America that Donald Trump will give Elon Musk the mandate to go and cut spending. But in Ireland, if someone was given the mandate to cut spending, they'd soon run into practical political obstacles that would make their life very difficult and make their mission almost impossible to fulfil.
You can imagine someone who's trying to reduce spending, say, in the health service, might run into a lot of opposition there, a lot of resistance there, maybe for legitimate reasons. But if it's, I want to build another bike shed, that would be harder to justify.
It is impossible to justify. But the central problem we face in Ireland is that we used to be constrained in our spending because we just didn't have the cash. Mm. And in the last decade, multinationals have been pouring tax revenues into the exchequer, and that cash constraint is gone, and with it has gone practical spending constraint. If you just look at the last 5 years, tax revenues in Ireland have grown by over 40%. Across the EU, they grew by less than 20%. So that spending constraint is gone, and a politician won't get credit from the electorate for cutting spending. Whereas, if somebody proposes to increase spending, we're in the middle of a general election campaign right now, and everybody is coming up with ideas to find new ways to spend money, even though it's likely that most of those proposals are probably going to be quite inefficient ways of spending money.
So, is that the key point, Cormac? It is to a degree about spending money, but it's about spending money well. Children's Hospital being the prime example of that.
But I fear that it's got worse than that. I think our political debate right now is all about sending signals, and only to a very limited degree is it about actual delivery. So the Green Party, for example, they've just sent out tweets saying the Greens deliver in government. They've been in government twice now since 2007. Ireland has the lowest share of renewables as our source of energy. So, in a matter, if you were a Green Party supporter, which I'm not, but if you were, you would think that that would be something that they would be pushing really aggressively in government. But we're at the tail end of the European League when it comes to deriving energy from renewables, even though the government is awash with tax revenues with which to fix things. So I fear that it's all about gestures and statements and debates, and only to a very limited degree are political debates decided by political substance and facts.
Yeah, but at the same time, things like bike sheds, things like the Children's Hospital, there will be people voting on the 29th of November who will, and those things will have an influence on their votes. So it does have a real effect in the real world if we're not spending properly.
It does, but the problem is, I used to be a member of Fine Gael 20, 30 years ago, so I would be on the right of centre. And I'm very dissatisfied with the current government, even though I'm right of centre and it's essentially a right of centre government. I'm very dissatisfied with things like the bike shed, with things like health spending overruns. Who am I to vote for as an alternative if I'm dissatisfied with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil? The alternatives available to me on the left, Sinn Féin, Labour, the Social Democrats, the Greens, People Before Profit, etc., they, in my opinion, would make things even worse. So I'll probably end up voting for AIM 2. and give them a chance.
Yeah.
On the basis
Well, that this is turning into a political, which we're not having you want to ask you who you're going to vote for. It was more about why aren't we more efficient?
Me a clear and crisp solution to that problem.
Yeah. Does a clear and crisp solution exist?
Not at present. I think people are likely to, you know, if you look at Ireland's economic record over the last 5 years, it's been tremendous compared to our neighbours. So in terms of income per head, even if you strip out the effect of population growth, strip away inflation, we're well ahead of what's happened in Britain, Germany, France, the United States. So people broadly are comfortable, even though if you listen to media debate, you would think people are permanently dissatisfied. And there's lots to be dissatisfied about. But in the main, I think people are broadly satisfied. And I think they're going to, you know, stick with nurse for fear of worse. I think they'll re-elect some form of this government, not out of any great enthusiasm, but out of a concern that if they change who they vote for, that they might get even worse performance.
Cormac, thanks for talking to us. That's the economics editor of the Sunday Times, Cormac Lucy.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.